It's us. It's Phil Leff and Wendy Snyder. Wendy, in the 6+ months that you and I have been doing this show here in the mid-mornings on WGN, we have said the word uwingu exactly 0 times, but that average is about to change quite a bit. The CEO of a company called Uwingu, Alan Stern, is on the line with us to talk about how you can name a crater on Mars after yourself or a loved one or anyone
Ziggy
you
want. Stardust.
Or Ziggy Stardust.
That's what I want to do.
If you want. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, you say, first, if you wouldn't mind, this word Uwingu is new to us. Where did that word come from?
Uwingu is an African word. It's in the Swahili language, and it means the sky.
That's I know how to say hello in Swahili.
So go ahead.
Jambo. Jambo.
Jambo.
Mm-hmm.
Jambo. How do you say hello juice? Jambo juice. That's how you say that. Thanks, Alan. All right, so go through the paces with me on this. You know, for a while, I'm sure you're aware of this, they had this star registry where you could go and you could get a star named after yourself.
Have one. You do?
I've never had one.
Oh,
you've got one?
There's a star somewhere in the galaxy named Wendy Snyder. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. But now this, Alan, this is more, I think, a more novel thing. What have you got going there at Uwingu?
Thanks. Well, the astronomers and planetary scientists that formed Uwingu have created a new map of Mars based on photography made by NASA and other space missions that have been to Mars. We have a scientific database produced by planetary scientists with over 500,000 unnamed craters on Mars.
Yeah.
And we put together a website at www.uwingu.com where anyone can put their name on one of those craters on our new map of Mars. And what's best is that map is flying to Mars in 2018 with the Mars One mission.
All right, so where does this money go? I mean, this is what confuses me. How is Uwingu, which is very fun to say, by the way.
It is fun to say.
Thanks for sharing that with me, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we're paying, and there are various costs of these craters depending on the size, correct?
Right. It starts at $5, and you can go big, but there are lots. Most of them are $5 and $10.
Up to what, though, Alan? What's the highest one?
Oh, I think it's a little under $10,000.
All right. And that's a huge, that's like a Grand Canyon sized crater, probably,
that's
right?
That's a big guy. Yeah. That's a real big guy.
All right.
But what we're doing, you know, this is a time of government cutbacks, and the astronomers and planetary scientists that started Uwingu wanted to find a new way to fund space research and space education. So this little company is putting aside money from every purchase to the Uwingu Fund. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
And we're funding grants. We funded grants, for example, for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Today we announced a grant to Astronomers Without Borders. We plan to be funding individual researchers and space educators, because if we can sell the names of all 500,000 unnamed craters on Mars, sounds like a lot, but compared to the number of people on Earth, that's a pretty limited supply. That'll generate $10 million in the Uwingu Fund for space research and education. And that's how we want to change the world a little for the better.
Now, can we go visit our craters?
You can not only go visit them, I would encourage you to go look. There are already 2 with the word Chicago in them.
Oh, yeah?
In the last week since we debuted.
What are they, Chicago what and Chicago what?
One is JSB Chicago and the other is Chive on Chicago.
All right. That's pretty cool. Now, here, this is a crazy scenario, Alan, but bear with me. What if at some point we find life on Mars? There's intelligent beings, there's a governing system, and they say, hey, we appreciate what you did, but we've already named all these craters. Your names don't stand up. We've already named them stuff. The Wendy Snyder crater does not play well with us. We've got a name for that crater. What then?
I just tell you this, as a PhD planetary scientist, I'm not too worried about you.
You're not worried. Okay. That's fair.
All right. Now, I want to think of some creative names for craters, like Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe Edward James Olmos Jr.'s face.
Oh.
Sorry, but, you know, he's got some craters there. Are there any creative names out there?
There are tons of creative names out there. People are naming them for their loved ones, for their favorite places, sports teams, artists. There's no end to this. In fact, there's a great article out today called Making Mars Feel Lived On. And there's a blogger that's written about how humanizing this is, how it really puts people in touch with their heart. on Mars. And if you don't mind, I'll tell you a couple of stories that have been really fun. We saw a Facebook story last week about a dying 8-year-old little boy who's a space fanatic, whose parents named a crater on Mars after him. Isn't that touching?
Very much so. Yeah.
I saw another where a guy proposed to his girlfriend by naming a crater, "Will you marry me?" And then telling her, "I bought a crater on Mars. You should check it out." And when she pops it up, it's, "Will you marry me?" Is that cool?
Did she say
yes?
If
she said yes, it's cool.
I hope so.
All right, good.
Not.
Good. And why just the craters, Alan? Because Mars has a very interesting landscape to it. Why would it only be the craters that people are allowed to name?
That's where the best database of Mars features is.
Oh.
Now, coming down the road, all those river valleys, hills, mountains, other features on Mars, if this is popular, then we're going to pay to produce those databases and make those available for even more people.
Great. Great.
And this really funds some of the space program. I mean, there have been some major cutbacks. What a good idea. What's next?
Well, thanks. We're trying to add an extra lane on that funding highway because for most space researchers and educators, NASA is the only place to go. And, you know, if you own one stock, you kind of deserve what you get when it goes down. And we're trying to help diversify that a little bit.
I know you're not in Chicago, Alan, so you may not appreciate this, but I can't help but wonder which is worse, the craters on Mars or the potholes here in Chicago. They almost look the same to me.
Well, maybe somebody will start a naming campaign to get them fixed.
You should go to the people at Mars and say, look, it's reciprocal. On Earth, they're doing a thing on Mars, so you guys have to name all the potholes on Chicago. You get to name them.
Maybe that'll be a new Owingu
all right,
project.
Good.
www.owingu.com.
And go exactly to that website that Alan has just talked about, uwingu.com, and you can see the private Mars One space mission, all these maps. You can actually pick out your crater. And what's this Adopt-a-Planet?
Well, that's another one. You know, astronomers are discovering that there are uncountable number of planets in the galaxy, over 100 billion. And how are they going to name them all? There are not that many of us that are astronomers and planetary scientists. We could spend all our time thinking up names. We at Owingu thought we'd crowdsource that, and people just nominate names. Just like they're naming craters on our map to go to Mars, they're nominating names for whole planets orbiting other stars.
But, Alan, you know, the problem with that is
too.
The problem with that is that at some point when you adopt a planet, the planet's going to go, "You're not my real dad." You know that happens eventually.
And then we get into a genetic paternity test.
That's how it plays out.
All right. So what happens with Pluto? That is no longer a planet?
Well, actually, I'm a partisan for Pluto, and I'll tell you, a lot of scientists consider it a planet. You know, it looks, if it walks like a duck, it is a duck.
A dog.
It's got polar caps and atmosphere. It's got moons. It's got a core. Got all kinds of surface.
So why
features.
Was it
what
declassified? Because all these scientists said, was it a dozen years ago or 10 years ago? They go, yeah, Pluto's not a planet anymore. How did they justify that?
You know, you got me beat. I think if the Star Trek Enterprise pulled up there
yeah.
and took a picture, you'd say it's a planet.
Yeah.
What else would you call it?
I don't know.
Well, we had a rocket scientist on earlier in the year. Bill, you were on vacation that day. And she had said something because they found out it had its own solar system or something. Or its own.
Has its own moons. Five.
Yeah, that's what it was. So
that's how it
lost? It's an exoplanet. It's not really a planet. But you can't all of a sudden just go, all right, kids, all the things you've learned,
right.
It's no longer a planet.
Well, you just watch next year when New Horizons, NASA's probe flying to Pluto, starts taking pictures and sending them home next summer in 2015. I think people are going to discover they got a little hoodwinked back in 06 by a couple of committees of astronomers.
Alan, are you good with some questions?
Sure, of course.
Let's take a question or two. Scooter's on the road. Go ahead, Scooter. You're on with Alan Stern from Owingu.
Hey, Alan, if I buy one of those craters up there, do you think I could get buried there?
Is that possible? Can Scooter be buried there eventually? It's his. He's got his name on it.
Scooter, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Commercial space is exploding. I wouldn't put it past people to invent a company that could bury you on Mars.
It's got to be cheaper. The hole's already dug, right?
Right. You're halfway home.
How about it? You get a nice monument up there? It'd be nice.
And Scooter, it takes so long to get to Mars. You may as well leave now. By the time you get there, you'll already be dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, the greatest waste of real estate, golf courses and cemeteries, you know?
Thank you, Scooter.
Wendy, you're a good kid.
Thank you, Scooter.
That proves it. I told you were a good kid. Alan, this is fascinating. I hope this is a great thing for you and for science.
Well, Bill and Wendy, we're really excited that you're excited about it, and thanks for giving people a chance to learn about what Owingu's doing. I hope Chicago rules on Mars.
Let's spell out the website for people who either can't pronounce Owingu or think we're pronouncing it incorrectly. How does it look on the computer?
It's www.uwingu.com.
Perfect.
So it's U Wing U.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'm going to go pick out a crater. I think we should have
something nice.
Yeah,
Wendy's
will.
A size 6 in craters. So reserve something for her if you wouldn't mind, Alan.
Look for one for the radio show tonight.
All right. Well, perfect. That would be wonderful.
Excellent.
That'd be great.
But this isn't a joke. You really can name Martian craters and make an impact on someone you love or hate. Wouldn't
yep.
that be fun, too, to do it with somebody you hate?
Yeah,
and go,
that's even
look at
better.
That.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good rest of the week. Alan gave up on us.
Thank you, Alan.
Wised up. All right. We'll come back and do more stuff in just a little bit. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.